Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chof Ches, and we will begin from the two dots, 11 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Chof Zayin Amid Beis Nishchato HaBehema. So the topic is Tumo V'Tahayra, specifically the halachos of Eiver and Basar HaMidoldolim BeBehema. So what's an Eiver HaMidoldol? That's a limb of a live animal that's hanging, it's dangling. It's almost completely severed, but it's only almost completely severed, meaning it's not completely severed. And as we've already seen briefly in Masechtas Chulin, and we'll see today in much greater detail, an Eiver HaMidoldol and a Kizayis of Basar HaMidoldol in a Behema has a very special place in Halacha. A little bit of background. We know that although certain animals are kosher, other animals are not kosher, but it's very possible for a kosher animal to not be kosher. For example, basar nevela and eiver nevela are asar b'achila. So the animal can be kosher, but if it wasn't slaughtered properly, if somebody eats a kezayis of its basar, or if somebody eats one of its evarim, even if it's less than a kezayis, the halach is he's over the iser macholis asurois, he will get malchus for what he ate. If somebody eats eiver minachai, or a kezayis basar minachai, again, it's a kosher animal, but he removed a limb or a kezayis basar while the animal was still alive, even if afterwards the animal had a proper shechita, it's known as Eva Menachai, Basa Menachai, it's Asa Bachila. Incidentally, Eva Menachai and Basa Bachai is not only Asa for a Yid, but it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noyach. Even a B'nayach is not allowed to eat it. There's another halacha called Eva HaMidoldol and Kizayis Basar HaMidoldol, where if somebody would eat the Eva of an animal that was Midoldol while it was alive, subsequently, the animal had a kosher shechita, but being that it was medoldol while the animal was still alive, it was never poirish menachai. It was never ever menachai. It was only medoldol. It was only almost severed. The halach is that ever hamedoldol and baser hamedoldol become asa be'achila. It's learned that from the pasuk of baser b'sada treifa loyisachelo. So in a way, Eiver nevela and kezayis basar nevela, Eiver menachai, kezayis basar menachai, and Eiver hamedoldol and kezayis basar menadoldol are all similar in that they're all going to be asav achila. Stating that, there are very important differences between these three categories as it relates to not the macholes asurais component, but rather the tumma v'tahayra component. Again, one thing is clear from learning these sugyas, and that is that the halachos of nevela straddle two worlds. On the one hand, they fall into the Rambam's Hilchos Macholos Asuros. At the same time, they also fall into the Rambam's Hilchos Aveis HaTumah. Nevela is Asur Bachila, just like a Chazur is Asur Bachila. Nevela is also Tameh, just like a mace, just like a sheretz is Tameh. So if somebody comes in contact with a kezayis basa nevela or with an eiver nevela, the halacha is he would become tamei. What about eiver minachai and basa minachai? So the halacha is eiver minachai is tamei, kezayis basa minachai is not tamei. What about eiver hamedoldol and kezayis basa hamedoldol? The halacha is that an eiver hamedoldol and a kezayis basa hamedoldol, despite the fact that they're also bachila, and despite the fact, as we mentioned, they're very similar to nevela and eiver minachai, but as it relates to tumah, they are not aveis hatumah. They are not a source of tumah. So as it relates to iser achila, you have nevela, you have eiver minachai, you have medoldol, they're all the same. Whether it's an Eiver or Kezayis Basar of Nevela, Asav Achila. If it's Eiver Menachai or Kezayis Basar Menachai, Asav Achila. If it's Eiver HaMedoldo or Kezayis Basar HaMedoldo, it's Asav Achila. As it relates to Tumah, then they're all separate. As it relates to Nevela, Eiver, Nevela, and Kezayis Basar Nevela, Tomei. As it relates to Eiver Menachai is Tomei, Kezayis Basar Menachai is not Tomei. As it relates to Medoldo, both Eiver HaMedoldo and Kezayis Basar HaMedoldo are both not sources of tumah. Stating that, the Mishnah said a chiddush, and that is that although an Eiver HaMedoldol and a Kezayis Basar HaMedoldol are themselves not a source of tumah, but at the same time, here's the chiddush, even while they're attached to the animal, the halacha is they're treated as oichlin, so that if they're huchsher lekabel tumah, and then later they come in contact with tumah, like all oichlin, they will now become tumah. So they're not a source of tumah, but the point is they're susceptible to becoming tameh. The reason this is a chiddush is because a live animal cannot become tameh. Incidentally, in Perek Behema HaMakasha, which feels like a long time ago, we learned that even a ben pekuah, which you're allowed to eat without shchita, being that it's alive, is not subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin. Because a live animal cannot become Tumas and Tumas Eichlin. Stating that, the Eiver HaMedoldol and the Kizayis Basar HaMedoldol, even though they're attached to an animal, so they're technically alive, it doesn't matter. We look at them as if they're severed, and it's for that reason, despite the fact that we don't look at them as if they're severed, to treat it as either Nevela or Eiver Menachai. But we do look at them as if they're severed, to treat them as Eichlin, so that if they're Huchsher Lekabel Tumah, the halacha is that afterwards they will become Tumah. There is one important caveat to this halacha that Rashi spoke out of the Mishnah that's going to become Nageya later in the Daf, and that is that the only time that the Eiver HaMedoldol, the Gezayis Basar HaMedoldol, can become Huchsher Lekabel Tumah is if somebody had in mind to actually eat it or feed it to somebody. So for example, if someone had a mind to feed this Eiver or this Gezayis Basar to a Benoich, he is not allowed to eat the Eiver HaMedoldol and the Gezayis Basar HaMedoldol. Even if you shecht it properly, we said, to that degree it's treated like Eiver Menachai, you would not be able to eat it. But if someone had a mind to feed it to a guy would be allowed to eat it. He doesn't have the halach of Eiver HaMedoldol and Gezayis Basar HaMedoldol, even though it's similar to Eiver Menachai, it's not Eiver Menachai. So of course a guy would be allowed to eat it. But the halach is that if you have in mind that a guy should eat it, that gives it a chashivas of Eichlin. So, despite the fact that right now it's mechuber to a behema, it's technically alive. Afal pikein, if it becomes huchshel lekabel tuma, then the halacha is that it would be susceptible to the halachas of tuma soichlin. So, on the topic of Eiver HaMedoldol and Gezayis Basar HaMedoldol, we have a rather complicated mishnah on the bottom of that kuf chav zayin amid aleph that goes on to kuf chav zayin amid beis. And the truth is, if you sit down and you really break down the mishnah said three halachas, all of which the gemara discusses in great detail. The first halacha the mishnah said was Eiver v'habasar hamedoldolim the behema mitam and tumas eichlin and koyim and mitzrichin achshav, which is essentially part of what we spoke out in the introduction. And that is an Eiver and basar hamedoldolim. The halacha is that asa v'achila. They are themselves not a source of tumah, but at the same time, even while they're attached to the animal, we look at them as oichlin, so that Rashi's insert, if someone had in mind that a benoich should eat it, and they became huchsha lekabel tumah, the halach is they would become tumah. That's the resha, and the Gemara discussed that. The second case of the Mishnah, which we're going to discuss now, is nishchata behema. What happens if you had a behema that had an evra medoldol, or kizayis basar that was medoldol, and now you did a proper shchita on the behema? So the halach is that the Eiver HaMedoldol and the Gezayis Basar HaMedoldol is still going to be asur b'achila. As it relates to Tumah, so nothing really changes. Because it's not Eiver Menachai, it's not even Nevela. It had a proper shechita, the animal did. So the Tumah ramifications of the Eiver and the Gezayis Basar will be the same in that if it's Huchshel Lekabel Tumah, it will be Tameh. If it's not Huchshel Lekabel Tumah, it won't be Tameh. Meaning the only Tumah that's really on the table for it to be or not to be is Tumas Eichlin. But if it's Huchshel Lekabel Tumah, it can become Tumas Eichlin. Stating that, the Mishnah mentioned the Machlekes Remein Reb Shimon, whether the Dam Shechita in and of itself is Machsher, the Eiver HaMedoldol and the Basar HaMedoldolim, to now become huchshu lekabel tumah. So if it comes in contact with tumah, it will be tameh or not. Rameyer says the dam that's yotze from the shechita in and of itself has an ability to be machshu lekabel tumah. Rav Shimon says loy huchshu. And at first glance, what's pashup shan in this machloikis? I mean, why would you think that the dam shechita shouldn't be huchshu lekabel tumah? There's certain mashkins. This is Masechtas Machshir 101, that have the ability to be Machshir something lekabel tumah. Dam Shechita is one of them. So if Dam Shechita has an ability to be Machshir lekabel tumah, we learned these sugis in great detail earlier in the Masechta. But if Dam Shechita has an ability to be Machshir lekabel tumah, and the halacha is that an Eiver HaMedoldol is subject to Tumas Eichlin, as long as it's Huchshir lekabel tumah, why would you think that if you have an Eiver HaMedoldol, and now you shech the animal that this Eiver is attached to, that dam shechita shouldn't have an ability to be machsher? And the reality is the machloikis. Rameir says it does, but Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says lo yochsheru. So at first glance, the machloikis Rameir and Reb Shimon is tzorich bir. The Amiram themselves were not 100% certain what the machloikis was, and it's for that reason the Gemara is going to have no less than 6 biurim in what exactly this machloikis Rameir and Reb Shimon is. Incidentally, that's not the hard part of the daf. Zok the Gemara. I'm kidding. It is. Nishchata behemo b'may komiflegi. What exactly is the machloikis? Such a straightforward question and a very convoluted answer. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rabbo. Rabbi said b'behemo nasis yad le'ever komiflegi. Rabbi said the machloikis is a very geshmak of machloikis. And that is that we're talking about where when you shechted the animal, only the animal became wet from the dam. The Eiver Hamidoldo never became wet from the dam, meaning the dam never made contact with the Eiver Hamidoldo. It made contact with the animal. And the question now is that if the dam never landed on the Eiver Hamidoldo, so even if the Eiver Hamidoldo came in contact with Tumma, how's it going to be Tumma? It itself was never Hokshel Lekabel Tumma. So you're going to tell me, I understand, the Eiver, this Eiver never came. You need every part of it to be Hokshel Lekabel Tumma? What do you mean? It's attached to a behemoth. So the behemoth itself is, but the truth is that although the behemoth and the Eiver are attached to each other, but L'chaira, they're separate entities. Because you see that they're treated in halacha separately. The behemoth with the shechita is mutter la'achila. The Eiver HaMedoldo, because of the drasha of Ubasa Basada Trefa Loisachelo, is going to be asa b'achila. But the Gemara is timing that you could still argue that if the behemoth becomes hochshel l'kabel tuma, that should be enough of a hechsher for the Eiver HaMedoldo. You know why? Because it's halacha v'yadis. This is uktsin 101. There's a concept of yad as moitzi u'machnes tuma. There's a halacha of yad maybe being mitztarif for tuma. It's not, but a discussion in the Gemara that yad maybe even could be mitztarif to the shir tuma. There was also a halacha that being that yad is considered part of the tuma with regards to it being moitzi u'machnes tuma, if you are machsher the yad l'kabel tuma, that hechsher could work for the tuma itself. So really, said Rabba, the first mahalach in the Gemara, that if the hachav b'mayaskinon, where the Eiver HaMedoldo itself never came in contact with the dam, it was the behemoth that it's attached to that became in contact with the dam. And the behemoth is really not one with the Eiver. And the most, or the best relationship that you can draw up between the Eiver and the underlying behemoth would be that the behemoth is a yad. Rabbi said, so you know what the Machlokes Tanaim was? Could a behemoth be a yad for an Eiver? An Eiver could be a yad for a behemoth. Right, when you think of a yad, so you're thinking of the stem of a fruit. You're thinking of the bone of meat. The bone is the yad to the meat. It's the tuffle to the meat. The stem is the tuffle to the apple. The behemoth should be a yad to the Eiver. So that will say that you want to dan the Tumas Oichlin of the Eiver, because it's the Eiver that came in contact. So you want to say that being that the behemoth itself became hukshar, maybe that should work. It's not so poshut that that would work. Mehechetesi, a behemoth, could be a yad for an Eiver. It's very reasonable to argue that maybe not. Often thus is Rav Shimon Svara, says Rabba, but behemoth nasis yad le'Eiver kom efligi. Mar sova, Rav Shimon holds in behemoth nasis yad le'Eiver. Umar sova, behemoth nasis yad le'Eiver. Abayom, Abayom said a different shot. But oiches bekotan, ve'in gadol ima kom efligi. Rashi says that Abayom disagreed with his Rebbe Rabba. And Abaye held that there's no way in the world that you can look at the behemoth as being a yad for the Eiver. It's not possible. So if that's the case, the only way the dam going on the behemoth can be machsher even the Eiver l'kabel tuma is if you look at the behemoth and the Eiver as one. And the machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Shimon was, do you look at them as being one unit or not look at them as being one unit? Not mitzad the lumbis of yadis and mesachtes uktsin. Physically, is it one thing? Forget about yadis. Is this one behemoth? Is it one apple? Or are they two separate entities? What's the argument? So practically speaking, here's the argument. If you, usually, if something is one, so there's a little litmus test you could do. If two things are attached to each other and you want to know if it's really mechover, so pick up one half. If the other half is going to go up with it, that's a sign it's one. Pick up the other half if it's going to go up. But in most cases, it's going to work both ways. What happens if you have two things that are attached to each other? One is bigger, one is smaller. If you pick up the bigger, the smaller side's going to come up with it. If you pick up the smaller, the bigger side's not going to come up. Does that make it one, or does that not make it one? That's the Shaila. And Abaye said, that's a machlokes gedolei tanan, Rav Meir and Rav Shimon. Says the Gemara, ba'uches bekatan, where the machlokes is, if two things are attached, a dover gadol and a dover katan, you pick up the dover katan, the in gadol oyle imoy, and the dover gadol is not going to go up with it. Like in this case, you lift the Eiver HaMedoldo, it's too flimsy. The behemoth is not going to come up with it, there's no way. If it was attached to it firmly and you're strong enough, then you know you could do a hagbah, maybe that's something you'll be able to do. But in this flimsy case, it's not going to happen. And that was good for the machlokes. Mar savar oiches b'kotam in gadoloi mimoi hareyu kamoyo. Rav Meir says that just because you can't lift the gadol with the katan, that's not a reason for it not to be considered one. It is considered one. If it's considered one, if the behemah itself became hukshel l'kabel tuma, that heksher would apply to the Eiver HaMedoldo as well. Mar savar oiches b'kotam in gadoloi mimoi. Not that way. So, p'tigim ha'arov, v'afra b'yechen and savar, v'oiches b'kotam in gadoloi mimoi. Even though this is a bias pshat. Shino Rabbi Yochanan, the great Rabbi Yochanan, also learned this way. How do you know that? Rabbi Yochanan, Rami, Rami. Because Rabbi Yochanan once asked the stira in Rameir. Miam Rameir, but Yochanan be gadol imay hareo kamayu. Did Rameir really say in our Mishnah that nishchato abehema huchshu b'damel, that the Eivra Amadolda become huchshur through Tuma going on the behema? For a minute, I'll ask you a kasha from a Mishnah in Mesechtes Tvul Yoyim. So in today's daf, we're going to learn Mesechtes Tvul Yoyim. We're going to learn a little Mesechtes Uktzin, a little bit of Mesechtes Negayim. This is a Mishnah Mesechtes Tvul Yoyim. A Tvul Yoyim is somebody that was Tomei, had to go to the mikvah, went to the mikvah, but the Torah says that even though the person who's Tomei went to the mikvah, he doesn't become tar until the sun sets. So the halacha is that even after he goes to the mikvah, as in the first Mishnah in Shas, the Mesechtes Brachos, so even though he went to the mikvah, he's still Tomei, but because he went to the mikvah, The tumah is a little kalush. He's only quasi tumah, but the point is he's tumah nonetheless. So we're dealing with a tful yoyv who touched oichel shenifras umu'ura b'miktsas. So there was truma. He had a cake or a loaf of bread that was truma, and now it cracked and it's hanging on literally by a thread. And the tful yoyim touched one of the two sides. So the side that he touched is for sure tummy. A tful yoyim, it's like kehanim, right? When are they allowed to eat truma? So it's only, well, maybe it's like kehanim sashma. I'm sure she kehanim nechdasim lechol the truma. So they can't eat, you're not come in contact with truma yet. So the tful yoyim coming in contact with tuma, of course, is going to be metama the tuma that he came in contact with. Here's the question. What about the part of the truma that's attached to the truma that he touched? This is two halves that are really a shtickle attached to each other. So he touched one. What about the other half? So the halachas Rameyo, Aim Remeichas, Bechotam Gadol, Aim Remeyo Kamayo, Vim Lavinu Kamayo. So you do this experiment. Pick up both sides. If you pick up the bigger side, the smaller side goes up. And you pick up the smaller side, the bigger side goes up, it means it's one. So if the Tful Yoyim touched one half, the other half is going to be Tamei as well. But if not, Ainei Tamei. And Rabbi Yochanan asked the Stira. He said, I have a Stira in Rameyo. What's the Stira? In our Mishnah, Rameyo said that the Eivra Medoldol is considered one with the behemoth, despite the fact that when you lift the Eivra Medoldol, the behemoth is not going to go up. Even though if your oich is bekatan, the gadol is ainei oile imai, I don't care. Because Rameyah holds, as long as if when I pick up the behemoth, the Eivra Medoldol goes up, I don't need it to work both ways. As long as I can lift the katan by lifting the gadol, I don't care that I can't lift the gadol by lifting the katan. That's Rameyah Shita. Here, Rameyah says just the opposite. Rameyah says as it relates to the tful yoyim, being metamet truma, the only time he has an ability to be metamet truma is if it works both ways. If I can lift the katan with the gadol and the gadol with the katan. So this was Rabbi Yochanan Stira. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say to answer the Stira? Rabbi Yochanan Mechlav Sashita. He says, you have to change the names around because there's no way to reconcile these two Rameyas. Now, incidentally, the Gemara says, my kushya, I don't even understand the kasha. Maybe there's a fundamental difference. Maybe in our Mishnah, we're dealing with real Tuma. A Tuma de Raisa. That Mishnah is a Mishnah in Tful Yoyim. A Tful Yoyim has an ability to be Matama, but his Tuma is not a Tuma Chamura. It could be only even a Tuma de Rabbanon. It's not nearly as Chamur. So, being that it's not so Chamur, maybe the Chilik is the Rameir is Machmer when it comes to a Tuma de Raisa, but when it comes to a Tuma de Rabbanon, such as Tful Yoyim, there he says, I'm Oiches Bekatan, Vigodal Oily, my Areu Kamayo, Vimlav, Ene Kamayo, but the Gemara says it can't because Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe said a Braisa regarding this Rameir, that Echot Tful Yoyim, Echot Shah Tumas. Rebbe Mefurish said the Rameir is Halach and Tful Yoyim wasn't only negated Tful Yoyim. It was negated all Tumas. But the Gemara says, Vidumalu Rebbe Le Shanile, Ula Rameir Shanile, just because Rebbe said it, doesn't mean Rameir held that way. I mean, Rebbe wasn't explaining Rameir. Rebbe said his own halacha, that there's no difference between a Tful Yoyim and a regular Tami. Maybe Rameir or not. But the Gemara says, Amrav Yoshia, you're right. Hachi Amrav Yoshia. This is where Rav Yechon said, Divrei Rebbe Muchlav Sashita. I mean, Rav Yechon knew that there was a way out of this kasha. The way out would be maybe there's a chilek between a regular Tumma and a Tumma of a Tful Yoyim. What he was saying was that according to Rebbe, who said there is no difference between a Tful Yoyim and a regular Tumma, so that's not a good teretz. So according to Rebbe, if you assume Rameir held like Rebbe, in other words, Muchlav Sashita. But what's the bottom? What do we want from this discussion in Tful Yoyim? We just want one piece. That you see from Rabbi Yochanan's kasha, his stira in Rameir, between Rameir and our Mishnah, and Rameir in the Mishnah in Tful Yoyim, how Rabbi Yochanan understood Rameir's shita, that he learned like Abaya, that the yisoid of Rameir's shita was that if your oich is bekatan, the ain gadol oile imoy, it, the halacha is, it's still considered mechover. That was the basis of the machloikis Rameir and Rav Shimon. Regardless, that is the second pshan in the Gemara. So the first pshan in the Gemara was Rabba Behema Nasis Yad LeEver Komiflegi. Abaye said the machloikis is something else. If two things are attached, but they're not 100% attached, and if you lift the smaller side, the bigger side will detach, it won't come up with it. Is that considered attached or not? That is the beer of the machloikis. Says the Gemara, Rav Amar, Rav said a third pshat. B'yesh yad l'tumo, v'en yad l'hechsher, kom yiflugi. Meaning, everybody agrees that a behema could be a yad for the aver. And hocha b'mayiskin in the Mishnah, where it was the behema that became hochsher l'kabel tumo, not the... Yeah, not the aver. The question is that just like there's a halacha of yodos, that a yad could be moitzi or machnes toma, what about with regards to machshirim? And we had this in the beginning of the parak. It was a machlekes ha-meirav, b'yoychanan, whether or not you say the halachas of yodos with regards to the machshirim component or not. Right? What does it mean that a yad is moitzi, machnes toma or moitzi toma? It means that if somebody whose tar comes in contact with the yad of a davar tameh, he'll become tameh, even though he never touched the tumah itself. He touched the yad. That's the chiddush of yadis. If the yad of a davar tar touches tumah, it will now make the thing that it's a yad for tameh. Even though the thing itself never came in contact with the tumah, it's yadid, but a yad is machdes tumah. What about with regards to machshir? If the yad becomes wet, the yad of a davar tar becomes wet, and now tumah falls on it. So do you say yesh yad lehechsher or not? It was a shayla, and Rava says that is the machlokes tanan. Marasava yesh yad l'tumah ve'en yad lehechsher. Reb Shimon holds that there is a concept of yadis not with regards to hechsher. So if there's no concept of yadis with regards to hechsher, just because the behema became huchsher l'kabel tumah through the dam shchita, it doesn't mean that's going to work for David. Marasava yesh yad l'tumah lehechsher. Papa says a fourth pshat. The hechsher koyde machshava k'mifligi. Machlokes is something else. What happens if you have something that needs machshava to render it oichel? So in and of itself is not oichel. So a piece of bread is oichel. You don't have to think to make a piece of bread oichel. It's oichel because it's oichel. But there are certain things that are a little trickier. For example, there are things, like the Gemara is going to say, that aren't necessarily ro'il achila. Most people won't eat it. But there are people that eat it. One of the examples the Gemara is going to give is that people didn't eat chalev. Even though chalev, most chalavim is asr. Anyways, but most people didn't eat chalev. Let's say the chalev that you're allowed to eat. People just didn't eat it. But in the kfarim, in the villages, people did eat it. In order to give chalev a chashivas, you'd have to be machshavit. You'd have to have some sort of machshava to give it a chashivas of an oichel. The question is, if something that requires a machshava for it to be considered an oichel became huchsha l'kabel tumah before you had that machshava. So at the time that it became wet, at the time that it was kiyut and mayim al zera, you had not yet had the machshava for it to be an oichel. So the question is it considered huchsha l'kabel tumah or not? That is the machloek, as Rav Abba said. Behechsher koide machshava. What do you mean koide machshava? A food that needs machshava for it to have a teiras oichel. It was huchsher, but the hechsher happened before the actual machshava. Now we learned in the Mishnah. And where's this Mishnah? It's actually a braisa. It's a toisefta in the third parak of Mesachtus Uktzin. Omer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, kachai Rabbi Kiva Shoyner. Rabbi Kiva used to say. So Rabbi Yehuda's relating an exchange that he heard from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Akiva used to say as follows, chelev shchuta b'kfarim, the chelev of an animal that shachet in the kfarim, tzarech machshava, in order for it to be considered oichel with regards to tumas oichel, people in the kfarim eat it, but they would have to have a machshava to give that chelev a chashivas of oichel. They ain't tzarech hechsher. It doesn't require hechsher. Shekvar huchsher b'shchita. Because the chelev is part of an animal. It most likely became huchsher during the shchita. As a result, if, as long as the Bnei Kfarim, after the Shechita, have a mind that they want to eat the Chelev, now it becomes Oichel, that it should be Tumas Oichel. And it doesn't need Hechsher. What do you mean? Food needs Hechsher. V'chiyut amayin al-zera. That was last week's parasha. The teretz is that it was Huchsher through the Shechita. The problem is, the Shechita happened before the Machshava. So this is where Rabbi Akiva told Rabbi Yehuda. Amar di lefanav, gishmak. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I told Rabbi Akiva, v'madetonu Rabbeinu, ulshin shalikton. If somebody gathered ulshin, v'edicha lebehema, and he washed it off, in his mind, he was going to take this ulshin, that's some sort of plant, some herbs, he was going to feed it to his animals, v'nimlach aleim la'adam. And afterwards, he says, you know what, never mind, I'm going to eat it for myself. So the halach is, trichos hechsher, you need to be machshir the second time. What do you mean, you washed it. You were machsher it ready when you washed it. No, the teretz is because when you washed it, you thought you were feeding it to a behema. Now you changed your mind. You want to eat it? You need another hechsher. So Rabbi Akiva was told by Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda tells him, "Adatonu Rabbeinu, how could you tell me that the shchita's hechsher that happened before the machshava for the chelav is machsher the food now that it should be makabel tuma? L'chayri, you see from the ulshin, not that way. You see from here that you need to have that hechsher
after you already had the machshava in order for it to be mekabel tuma. The Gemara says, "V'chazer Rabbi Akiva liyashenik Rabbi Yehuda." Rabbi Akiva was chazer. But what do you see from this exchange? Oh, this is the shaila. The shaila is, could you be machshir something for tuma before you had the machshava to give it a chshivas oichlin? Thus. Hence, the machleik is mar savala gemeikar mar savala kechazal. The machleik of Meir Reb Shimon is whether or not we hold like Rabbi Akiva thought before he was chayzer to Rabbi Yehuda or not the way. In other words, machleik is whether tzorich. Whether hechsher koydem machshava works or hechsher koydem machshava does not work. Achav b'drav ika amar a different pshat. Ben eskech eskana chadam ben similar simen kom b'fugi. Achav mayoskinu with yeshachta the animal. The animal's attached to the seira medoldo. It got wet. The animal did. Right afterwards, you went ahead and you wiped off that dam. You wiped off the dam ben simen l'simen. The question is that dam that came out ben simen l'simen. Did that dam have an ability to be machsherit, or did it not have an ability to be machsherit? What's that tolvian? The age-old machloikis. The machloikis is mar sava yeshem l'shchita b'chilav asayif. The high dam shchitu mar sava in l'shchita l'basayif. Ab dam makavos. We've seen this so many times already. A kosher shchita requires shchitas beisimanim. What happens when you do shchita simen echad? Is it considered a half a shchita, or is it considered nothing? Is it half, or is it not? Comes up in the sugyas of mefaglin bechatzi matter and some lighter sugyas as well. But either way, that's the shayla. The shayla is the dam that's yoytze from shchitas simen echa. Does it have an ability to be machsher? If it's dam shchita, it can be machsher. If it's dam makko, it doesn't have an ability to be machsher. Because this is a gzeres hakosav in the halachas of asachtas machshirin. We learned this together already as well. That is that dam shchita has an ability to be machsher. But dam makko does not have an ability to be machsher. That's the machlekes. If yesh l'shchita mitchilav atzoy, if it's dam shchita, it can be machsher. If ain't l'shchita elav atzoy. So this is not a shayla in mesachtas uktsin with regards to yodos. This is not a shayla mesachtas machshirin, whether you can be machsher something before it became tomei. It's not a shayla of what's considered chibur, what's not considered chibur. This is a shayla in hilchas shchita schulin 101. Yesh l'shchita mitchilav atzoy, ain't l'shchita elav atzoy. There's so many ramifications of that lumdis. This is another one. Gemara, Rav Ashi Amar. Rav Ashi says one final teretz, and that is b'shchita machsheres v'loy dam kol miflugi. The shail over here was whether what happens if you did a shchita and no dam came out. Is it mukhshel lekabel tumah or is it not mukhshel lekabel tumah? Chachamim said in a Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta, of course not. If no dam came out, how's it going to be mukhshel lekabel tumah? Rav Shimon said no. The ma'ase shchita is what's machsher. Rav Shimon says a chiddush that being that shchita is machshiv, not machshir, machshiv the oichel to the extent that it becomes mutter la'achila, because before shchita, no one's allowed to eat from an animal. Even a ben noyach can't eat from a live animal because it's even an achai. So the shchita what gives it a chashivas of oichel, it allows it now to be eaten. So aydi the achshavei that it gives it a chashivas of oichel, it's achshavei as well that it makes it hukshel lekabel tumah. And this is based on the basic havana, not the lamdas. This is the 101 of machshirin. The yisoid of being machshir something lekabel tumah is you're being gemerit. You're giving it a certain gemar. Food becoming wet is similar to a keli becoming nigmar as it relates to the laws of tumah. Nothing can become tumah until it's complete. Food becomes complete when it's v'chayuta mayim mazer. But the point, Rav Shimon said that just like a ma'isa shchita completes the food to the degree that it's now royu l'achilo, so too as it relates to hachshir as well. Chamark. So Chom say it's the dam. Rav Shimon said it's the shchita. But the Gemara continued there, and the Gemara said that really there's a derivative machloikis, and that is Rav Shimon. It was a big shaila in the Gemara. Rav Shimon holds that it's the shchita that's machshir and not the dam. Remember the Gemara? The Gemara had a shaila. Rav Shimon was moisif the shchita, meaning shchita even without dam, or only the shchita and not the dam. And the Gemara came out that Rav Shimon holds it's only the shchita that's machshir. The dam itself does not have the ability to be machsher. Chamim hold the antithesis. It's only the dam that has the ability to be machsher. The shchita itself does not. Asher Alkei, says Rav Ashi, I'll tell you something so gishmak, that this machloikis, Rav Meir, Rav Shimon, is mamish Rav Shimon l'shitasoi. How so? Because according to Rav Shimon, dam never has an ability to be machsher. It's only the shchita that has an ability to be machsher. In this case, what do you want? The shchita should be machsher the Eivor HaMedoldol. Could the shchita be machsher the Eivor HaMedoldol? No. You know why? Because the shchita is not matter the Eivor HaMedoldol. And if it's not matter the Eivor HaMedoldol, it can't be machsher the Eivor HaMedoldol. Because what's the whole lumdis of shchita being machsher? Because it's matter it.
And yois, it's matarit, it's machsherit. But the shechit is not poil on the Eivar HaMedoldol. Memela can't be machsherit. So loite chachamim that whole damn shechita is a machsher be'etzem. So there's no reason, said Rav Ashi, why they shouldn't hold that the Eivar HaMedoldol could become hukshar with the behemoth that it's attached to becoming hukshar l'kabel tuma. That's shechitas Rameir. But Rav Shimon l'shita, so he holds damn shechita is never machsher. It's always the act of shechita that's machsher. The act of shechita can only be machsher chelik of a behemoth that's going to be mutav achila. But being that there's a halacha of Eivar HaMedoldol and Kesayis Bas HaMedoldolim that they don't become mutav aidei the shechita, Memela, they can't become hukshar with the shechita as well. Either way, all the gedolei amayroim contributed to this gemara. We had Rabbah, we had Abaya, Rava, Rabbi Yochanan. We even had the Tanoim, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yehuda. We have Rav Ashi, Rav Papa, Rav Achabed, Rav Ika, Hafla Vafela. That is the first part of the daf. The gemara continues, Me inyan le inyan, very much ba'isa inyan. Ba'i Rabbah, Be'ema, Bichayeh, Ma'u Shetase, Yad Le'ever. So one of the things that came out in our studio was a discussion in the gemara whether an Eiver HaMedoldol, which is attached to a Behema, which the Eiver HaMedoldol is not in and of itself a source of Tumah, but it's subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin. It needs, however, to become Huchshel Kabel Tumah, like all Eichlin do, in order to become Tumah Tumas Eichlin, when you shech the Behema. So the shechit of the behema, which is now going to cause dam to start flowing, and things are going to get wet and messy. So the question is that hechsher work for the Eivar HaMedoldol or not? And one of the things discussed, this was Rabbah's beer in the Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Shimon, right in the beginning of the Gemara, was do we look at the behema as being a yad for the Eivar, or do we not look at it? And Rabbah explained the Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Shimon as being that shayla. Rav Meir holds nishchat behema hukshar b'damel because you can look at the behema as being a yad for the Eivar. Rav Shimon says, how could the behema be yad for Eivar? It doesn't make sense. The Eivar could be a yad for the behema, but you can't have the tuffle, the ikker, and the ikker, the tuffle. The behema itself can't be a yad. But according to Rav Meir, the behema could be a yad for the Eivar. Rabbah wanted to know, what about a behema b'chayeh? What if the animal was alive? While the animal's alive, and then you have the Eivar HaMedoldol. And we saw in the ratio of the Mishnah, the first case, that the Eivar HaMedoldol, even while it's attached to a live animal, can become Tomei, as long as it's Huchshel Kabel Tumah. What would be if the behemoth itself became Huchshel Kabel Tumah? Do we look at the behemoth as being a yad for its Eivar or not? Meaning in the Mishnah's case, you shechted the behemoth. The behema wasn't alive. What if the behema was alive? What's the difference? The difference is because maybe a live behema can't be a yad. Maybe a live behema can't be a yad. What would be the svara? So Pashub Shad, we shouldn't even discuss Rashi Tosfos. Pashub Shad would be, is because behema is not oichel. And maybe you need oichel in order for it to be a yad. And Hayoisa behema is not an oichel. A behema itself is not subject. It's not shaykh to Tumas Eichlin. So being that a behema, live behema is not shaykh to Tumas Eichlin, that's why it can't be a yad. Meaning nishchata behema, so now b'shas tishchita, the behema became an oichel. So an oichel to an oichel, maybe it could be a yad. In this case, it's the behemoth, it's the ikr, the tafel, that's the shayla, the way Rabbi explained the machlokes. But a live behemoth, being that it's mufka from being oichel, so maybe it can't be a yad either. Frey Tosfos is the obvious question. We just have to speak out to Tosfos. Frey Tosfos, what do you mean? Every yad is an oichel? I mean, how do you understand the Gemara? The stem is an oichel? The bone of a piece of meat is an oichel? So like Tosfos, it's very different. Over there, it's be'etzem not an oichel. A stem of a fruit is not an oichel. It's not right. Nobody eats stems of food. The bone, people don't eat the bones, unless there's marach inside, but people don't usually eat the bones. So as a result, it is technically, it's physically not an oichel. The behema is oichel, be'etzem. People eat it. You know, it's not considered but you could eat it in theory. Narvas, there's a din that says that it's not an oichel. Lamash, laben pakua, which is kosher. But being that it's alive, it's not subject to Tumas Eichlin because it's halachically mufka. So at some ways, and stems are not halachically mufka. This is halachically mufka. Thus, yesh lemet, this is worse. And maybe over here, it can't be. Yeah, that was Rabbi Shaila. Boy, Rabbi Beim B'chayim HaShadas Yad Le'ever. And Rabbi said, Teiku. So on that note, we're going to have a whole bunch of Shailas now with regards to Mesechtes Uktzin Yodis. We're going to start with more halachos. I mean, we just started with the basic halacha of Eivar HaMedoldol, but we'll see. We're going to literally go through a whole smorgasbord of laws in the halachas of Tumah V'Tahira, all related to Yadlis and all similar shailas to Abaya's shailas. Omer Abaya said, Harei Amru. Chazal said, where did they say this? In the second parak of Masechtas Uktzin, Kishos shenata ba'atzos. If somebody had a cucumber, he planted it in a atzitz. That is a pot, like a flower pot, but very important, it was not a perforated flower pot, as in atzitz nakuv perakam maybe get fame. V'higdilo, and it grew. Did the cucumber v'yatzitz chutz la'atzitz, and now part of the cucumber is hanging over. It's hovering over the pot, and it's being yoinik from the ground. The halacha is tahara. The entire cucumber is tahar, meaning it's not mikabel tumah. Or if it was tumah, it would now become tahar. What's this halacha? We know that something that's mechubel lekarka, this is tumah v'tayra 101. Something that's mechubel lekarka, it's not mekabel tumah. You have to be detached from the ground in order to be mekabel tumah. But anything that's attached to the ground is not mekabel tumah. Karka is not mekabel tumah. Anything that's mechubel lekarka is not mekabel tumah. It's for that reason, if you would have something growing in a perforated otzitz, an otzitz nakuv, it's been yoinik from the karka, it's considered mechubel karka with regards to halachas of tumah v'tayra. Being that it's been yoinik directly from the ground, we don't look at it as a davar talush, we look at it as a davar that's mechubel karka. It's not mekabel tumah. If something is in an otzitz she'enoy nakuv, so you planted, you have your little flower pot and it's growing, but it's not being yoinik directly from the ground, it's not mechubel karka, it's mechubel to what what's in the pot, but not what's not the ground beneath it. And as a result, that would obviously be subject to Kabbal Tumah. In this case, in this Mishnah, Masechtas Uktzin, you had a plant that was inside a flower pot. Part of it, however, was hanging, hovering over, so it was being yoinik. So that's Pashit, that the part that's hanging over, that's being yoinik, is Tahar. Because it's Mechubel Karkas, it's not Mechabel Tumah. The question is, what about the part that's inside the Atzitz She'enei Nakav? Do we say that it's Yosef attached to something that's being Yoinik, and all the Yanika somehow flows together, so maybe it's all viewed now as being Mechubel Karkas, thus nothing can be Mechabel Tumah. Or maybe not. That's this Mishnah over here. Kisha She'enata Ba'atzitz V'higdila V'yatzitz Chutzlan Atzitz Tahira. The whole thing is Tar. Amar Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, why? V'chimat Tiva L'tahir. Why should you be metayr everything? The part that's hovering over, that's mechubel karka, that's been going from the arts, that's going to be tar. But the part that's inside the flower part is going to be tar. And this abaya klara shaylo maushetaseyad lichavirto. The part, according to Reb Shimon, that part of this plant, part of the cucumber is a tar. Part of it is tame. The part that's not roy lekabel tumah, the part that's hovering over. What if tumah touched it? It's not mekabel tumah. But could it be a yad to be machnes tumah to the part that's inside the flower pot, which according to Rav Shimon could be mekabel tumah? So I understand in and of itself can't become tameh. There's tar, and there's tameh. But could the part that's tar be a yad? You'll tell me why not. It's always a yad. Again, similar shayla, because here it's mufka halachically. Because it's not pshat, it's not an oichel. Something that's not an oichel could at least be a yad oichel. But here really it is an oichel. No, there's a din. The din is that if you're mechubel karka, you're not mekabel tumah. This is the shayla. The shayla is something that's mechubel karka. Could it be a yad l'tumas oichlin? Or could it not be a yad l'tumas oichlin? And again, the Gemara says, teiku. Om Rabbi Yirmiyo, hare yomru. Another shayla. Hamishtachaveh lechatzi dalas asra. So we know the halacha is that if somebody bows down to something, he treats it like avodah zarah, it becomes asav hanah. There's a shita of Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon says that isurei hanah are not mekabel tumah. Isuri Hanah are not Mekabel Tumah. Again, a lot of Rav Shimon in today's stuff. So, Isuri Hanah are not Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to know, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, if somebody now bow down to half of a dalas, so not the whole dalas, but half of the left side. So he bowed down to half of the dalas. And that half of the dalas, according to Rav Shimon, is now not mekabel tumah. Because it's a suriyana. The other half is mekabel tumah. That half, that's not mekabel tumah. Maushatasi yad chaverta. Again, a similar shayla. The dalas is not like it's not the bone, it's not the stem. It's really an oichel. There's a din that it's not mekabel tumah. What's the din? The reason that it's not mekabel tumah is because it's the suriyana. Rav Shimon has a shiti suriyana, not mekabel tumah. So what about with regards to yad? That hafka is only in and of itself not be mekabel tumah, but it be a yadot tumah, maybe can't be a yadot tumah either. Again, says the Gemara, teiku. Amr Papa, Papa said another shayla. Hare Amru, and where's this? This is also a Mishnah Masechtas Uktzin. Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches. Yichur Shal Te'ena. If you had a branch of a Te'ena, a fig, she nifshach umura bikli pasa. So it broke off of the tree and it's hanging on for dear life. So it didn't completely break off, but it mostly broke off. Rabbi Yehuda Matar. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's tar. Zok Rashi Dakati Mechuberu. It's still considered attached to the tree. The Chachamim say it depends. Yochel Lachio is tar. If you're able to put it back to the tree, even if you tied it, you can tie it back together and it's going to have a kiyum, then it's going to be tahar. But if not, it's going to be tameh. Okay, what's the shiloh? Boy, Rapapa clear the shiloh. Mao sheyase yad lichaveroi. So Rashi says that what happened over here is you have to add some information, right? The Gemara is not giving us all the information. So take a look at Rashi. Dibra masko. Mao sheyase yad lichaveroi. Im nifshach miyip churze yichor acher. So that was another branch over here. So you have this big branch that detached almost, like the Avraham Adoldo, from the tree. And it's hanging on for dear life. That branch now has another branch that's attached to it that fell off. And that second one you're not able to attach. So what happened over here is the first one is yachal lichyos. The bigger branch you could tie on to the bigger tree. The smaller branch you can't tie on to the bigger branch. This is confusing. What's the point? The point is the bigger one, being that you can tie, is considered mechubal karka. It's not mekabel tuma. The smaller one, being that you can't tie it to the bigger branch, is considered talush. Thus, it's mekabel tuma. The question is, could the bigger branch be a yad for the smaller branch? Being that it's technically mechubal karka because it's yochel lichyos, so it can't be mekabel tuma. Maybe it can't be a yad either. Or maybe no. Maybe it could be a yad. And again, the Gemara says, teiku amr abzeir. One final shiloh. Hare amru evan shebizavis. If you have a cornerstone of a bias that's a mitzayra. So a bias, a house can become a mitzayra, clothing can become a mitzayra, a person can become a mitzayra. So what happens if there's a house that has a neg on it, kishu chaylets, if talach is that you have to remove the evan, based on the rules and regulations of what you do with a beis hamenuga, chaylas etzkula. Then you remove the entire oven. Ukishu noitates, but if you're breaking it, noitates eshaloi, umineach eshal chaver. So what's happening over here is, and this too is a Mishnah, this is in the 13th parak of Masechtas Negayim. So what happened over here is you have this stone, this cornerstone, that really made up the cornerstone of two houses. So Reuven and Shimon are next door neighbors, they share a wall, so to speak. And this is the zavis that really straddles both houses. Reuven's house now became a beis hamenuga. So you have to remove stones or destroy it, demolish it, depending on what the halacha dictates. Shimon's half not. So what about this one stone that's for both? So what's the halacha? Say that Zok the Mishnah, if the halacha is choylates, remove the stone, then the halacha is remove everything. If the halacha is demolish it, then noitates eshaloi, umineach eshal chaveri. Then you only break your half, the person whose house is tamei, but the other person not. By Rav Zeira, Zeira klera shayla, mao shetase yad chaverto. What's the halacha? Do we say that the one that doesn't have to be destroyed, could it be a yad for his friend or not? So Rashi, chelek atar, beis yad lozeh lahachnes tuma lebeis chaveroi or not? And here too, the Gemara says, teiku is going to be a teiku. Zok the Gemara weiter. Meso habehema. So again, we're continuing to discuss the halacha of Eiver HaMeduldol and Kezayis Basar HaMeduldolim, where we learn out from Ubasa Basada Chefa Loisa Chelu that just like Eiver Menachayis Basar Bachilo and Kezayis Basar Menachayis Basar Bachilo, the Eiver HaMeduldol and the Kezayis Basar HaMeduldol is Basar Bachilo as well. Stating that, there's a fundamental difference between the Eiver HaMeduldol, Kezayis Basar HaMeduldol, Eiver Menachayis, and certainly versus Nevela. Nevela, Eiver Menachayis, are subject to the laws of Tumah as well. Eiver HaMeduldol and Kezayis Basar HaMeduldol is not subject to the laws of Tumah. They are not themselves a source of Tumah. They can become Tumah, Tumas Oichlin, if they're first Huchshel Kabel Tumah, but they themselves are not Tumah. And the Mishnah gave three halachas, three different scenarios of the Tumah v'Tahayra ramification of the Eiver HaMeduldol. The first was very straightforward. You have an Eiver HaMeduldol, the animal's alive, but this Eiver is not doing so well. And now it becomes Huchshel Lekabel Tumah. It's Tumah Tumas Oichlin. A lot of chedushim embedded in that halacha. That was the ratio of the Mishnah. The second case was, what happens when you shech the animal? And now there's dam. is the Shtam Shchita Machshir the Eivor HaMedoldol, so that if the Eivor HaMedoldol comes in contact with Tumah, it should be Tumah or not? What would be the Shaila? Six Biurim in the Shaila. Now we're up to the third case of the Mishnah, the Sefer. So up to the Mishnah, Meisa Behema. I'm going back to the Mishnah, two lines from the top of Kuf Chav Zayin Amadeis. What happens if you had an Eivor HaMedoldol and now the Behema died? It just died. So it's an Avela now. The Behema didn't have a Shchita, like in the second case. It's not alive, like in the first case. It died. Right, those are the three cases. The backdrop of the cases are very straightforward. The Reisha, the animal's alive. In the Mitziyasa, the animal had a kosher shchita. In the Seifa, the animal just died. So Mesa Behemo, Habasa Tzarech Hechsher. The Basa requires Hechsher in order for it to be now Roy L'Kabal Tumah. There's nothing to be Machshir. There's no Tam Shchita, and it's Tumas Eichlin. Meaning, the only way it's ever going to become Tameh is if it... is if it was Hochshel L'Kabal Tumah. The animal died. I mean that the animal died. Let's look at it as an Avela, right? If the whole animal's an Avela, why should the Eva Medodol or the Basa Medodol be different? So we're going to see this in the Gemara, tomorrow's daf, that the answer, the short answer is because the halach is Misa Oysen Nipol, if this sounds familiar, Misa Oysen Nipol, and the halach is that being that while this Basar was attached to the animal, to a degree, we didn't look at it as if it was attached to the animal. We looked at it as being asav achila. We looked at it a little bit of being basav and achai. Shechita didn't even have an ability to be matur when you did the shechita. It's for that reason, now that it dies, we say that it's not part of the animal for it now to be deemed a kizayis basar of that animal that died, that it should be subject to the halachas of Tumas Tevel. We look at it as if it's basav and achai, and kizayis basav and achai is not tovah. Eivor Menachai is Tameh, Ksayis Basar Menachai is not Tameh. That's why it's Sarach Hechsher, Gishmak. But Eivor HaMetameh, the Mishnah continued, said, what about an Eivor? The Eivor is Metameh Mishom Eivor Menachai, the Enoi Metameh Mishom Eivor Nevel Divi Rameir, Rabbi Shimon Metair, and Rabbi Shimon says that it's going to be Tar. So as it relates to the Eivor, so again, the Basar is Sarach Hechsher. What about the Eivor? The Eivor is different. Why would the Eivor be different? Why would the Eivor be different? Because while the Eivor was Medoldol, so it wasn't Eivor Menachai, so it's for that reason, the only Tumah it could have been subject to was Tumas Eichlin. It's a Chiddush that it was subject to Tumas Eichlin. That was the first part of Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. But it is subject to Tumas Eichlin. That's the fact. So being that it's subject to Tumas Eichlin, so okay, it is what it is. But there was no Eivor Menachai. Now that the animal died, so to the extent that you're not looking at the Eivor and the Basar as part of the animal that died, that you should look at it as a Kazayas Nevelo of Eivor Nevelo, maybe at the very least, look at it as Eivor Menachai and Kazayas Basar Menachai. And the truth is, if the Lumbus is Misa Oysa Nipoil, that the Misa just completes what had almost happened while the animal was alive, it was almost completely severed while it was alive. What did the Misa do? It completely severed it. It closed the gap from almost to completely. It finished the job. So if that's the case, and we look at that job as having happened while it was alive, because if you look at it as if it happened now, then treat it as an Avela. Elamai, you look at it as if it happened before, say you should look at it as Eivor Menachai. So as it relates to Basar, you could look at it as Basar Menachai. It makes no difference. Because Basar Menachai is Asa Bachila, Basar Medoldol is Asa Bachila. Basar Menachai is not Tamei anyways. So Basar Medoldol is also not going to be Tameh. So this Basar is not going to be Tameh. The only way it will be Tameh is if it's Tumas Eichlin, which is what Tzarech Hechsher means. Tzarech Hechsher is just a way of saying that the only Tumah it can have is Tumas Eichlin. It's not a source of Tumah. Nevela doesn't need Hechsher. A mace doesn't need Hechsher to become Tameh because it's a source of Tumah. Sheretz doesn't need Hechsher to become Tameh. Food that's becoming Tameh from an external source needs Hechsher. Because that's as it relates to the Basar. What about with the Eivor? So the Eivor is Metameh Mishom Eivor Menachai, Veni Metameh Mishom Eivor Nevel. We treat it as Eivor Menachai. Reb Shimon says, you don't look at it as Tumah either. So from here until the end of today's daf, what the Gemara is going to discuss is Reb Meir. So Reb Meir said that as it relates to the Eivor, again, the Eivor HaMedoldol of an animal that now died, where the halakha is that this Eivor is going to be Tameh. What Tumah? According to Rameir, Shimon says it's Tameh. But according to Rameir, it's going to be Tameh. What Tumah is it going to have? Says Rameir, Tumas Eivor Menachai, not Tumas Eivor Nevela. And the Gemara is really very straightforward. It's a long Amud, but it's not going to take a long time. And the Gemara asks a very straightforward question, and that is, my Ikub in Eivor Menachai, Eivor Shal Nevela, what difference does it make according to Rameir? Right, Rameir went out of his way to say, you know what the Tumah is going to be? Tumas Eivor Menachai, not Tumas Eivor Nevela. Eivor Menachai is Tameh, Eivor Nevela is Tameh. I didn't realize, says the Gemara, that there's even a difference between Eivor Menachai and Eivor Menanavela. I know, they're both Tameh. They're both real things. So, like, what difference does it make? Rameir says, you know which Tumah? It's Eivor Menachai. It's not Eivor Menavela. As if there's a difference. Freak the Gemara. My Yikub Ein Evi Menachai Levi Shalom Veilos. Ok, the Gemara. Yikub Ein Ayu. Basar HaPairish Mimenu. You're right. There's no difference. As it relates to the Aver itself, there really is no difference. But what if there was Basar attached to the Aver? And now Basar detached from that Aver. What's the halacha? The ilu Basar HaPairish Mimenu Menachai Levi Metano. The halacha is that Basar that detaches from Evi Menachai is not Tameh. Because we look at it as basa menachai. And basa menachai is not tame. It's awesome, but it's not tame. However, me'evin avela matama. But basa that's poirish me'evin avela is tame. So you're right. As it relates to the actual aver, it makes no difference. But the basa that's poirish from the aver, if you look at it as Tumas Eve Menachai, it's going to be tar. If you look at it as Tumas Nevela, it's going to be tame. And that's what Meir was coming to say in the Mishnah, that the Eve is going to be tame, Mishum Eve Menachai, na Mishum Eve Nevela. Zok de Gemara, Eve Menachai, the Metama Mikro. How do you know that Eve Menachai is tame? How do you know Eve Menachai is tame? Zok de Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Mikro. Right. The Pasuk says, regarding Tumas Nevela, V'chiyomus min abehemo ashehi lochem la'ochlo hanegeya b'nevlaso yitma ad'ar. This too is in the end of Parsha Shemini. I think after learning these sugyas, it's impossible to ever look at Parsha Shemini the same way. So this is half of a fell. Like after learning Zvachim Kufalif, and you know, you can't look at the first part of Masechta Shemini ever, Parsha Shemini ever again. Feels like Masechta Shemini. But as it relates to these Aperka Arva right, this is Elu Treifes. We learned so much of Parsha's hard stuff. Hi, Parsha Shemini. But either way, the pasuk says v'chiyomus min habehema asher hilochem la'achlo. So part of the pasuk saying that if a behema dies, a kosher animal hanegeben evlasa yitma adarif tumas mago of ne veila. But the pasuk says not v'chiyomus behema, which is what it should have said, v'chiyomus min habehema. Zokta Gemara, you know what it's coming to teach me, that min habehema, part of a behema, such as Eve Menachai is Tomei. Freak the Gemara, by me, boy, let the Chit Idach Rav Yudam Rav. How could you dash him in Abaheim to teach me Eve Menachai is Tomei? I need it for something else. Also, Rav Yudam Rav. To Omer, Rav Yudam Rav. I'm a little bit Masrisa Tomei. Some say it's a price. Chiyomas, Men Abaheim, Mixas Vehim, Metamu, Mixas Vehim, Eina Metamu. There are certain animals that, even though they're Osir Bachila and feel like maybe they should be Tomei, still they're not Tomei. Ve'ezoi, Zu Trefa Shashachta. A Trefa, even though it's similar to an Avela, can't eat it, but it's very different. What's the way it's different? There's no tumma by a treifa. What's the makar? Again, this pasuk, it's only mina behema. Some behemas are tamei, some are not. So I already use mina behema to teach me a kula that a treifa shenishchita is tahar. How could I use it to teach me a chumra that eva menachai is tamei? Zok de gemara im kein lichtev rachmana mi behema. Mai mina behema shmami notarti. Meaning what the pasuk should have said was v'chiyamas behema. From the fact that it didn't say that, I learned two halachas. I learned, number one, that a treifa that has a shechita is tahar. Number two, that eve menachai is tamei. How do you learn two? Because really, if the Torah just wanted to teach me one drasha, it could have said v'chiyam is mi behema. That would have taught me one. V'chiyam is min habehema teaches me two drashas, one kula, one chumra, two extremely important halachas, and it all comes from the word min. Either way, zok de gemara shmami no tarti. If that's the case, I feel the basa nami boy. Why is it that only eve menachai is tame, basa menachai is not tame? I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't say anything about aver. What does it say? Chiyomus min abehema. So just like an aver is min abehema, basa is also min abehema. So if eve menachai is tame from min abehema, why is basa menachai not tame from the same pasuk? Zok de helig gemara loisol gedaitach. Don't even think that. The Tanya, because we learned in the Brayse, Yoch Yebasa Parish Menachai Tamei. You would think that Basa Parish Menachai should be Tamei. Tamud Loi Mar V'Chiyamus Men Abehema. Okay, what do you see that? Ma Miso She'eno Isa Chalipin. Av Kol She'eno Isa Chalipin. Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says because the emphasis is on the word V'Chiyamus Men Abehema. Miso is something that until Tchias Amesim cannot be undone. So too, it has to be something that detached from the animal that can't be undone. An aver that's removed, there's no way for that aver to regenerate. But a kezayis basar can regenerate. Spoke about the bone marrow earlier in the week. It could regenerate. And as a result, it's not dumya demisa. Thus, it's not nisraba from this pasuk of the chiyomus min abehema. Because although min abehema, but the chiyomus has to be dumya to misa, which is eno isachalip. Kiva, I mean, Kiva says behema. Now, I learned from the word behema itself. Not behema, gidim atzomis. I've called gidim atzomis. It says the chiyomus min abehema. So the word is behema. The behema died. That's the pasuk shot in the pasuk. That's the pshat in the pasuk. If a behema dies, it's an avela. Kan negemen of lasi yitma da'ar. But there's a drush. The drush is min behema, even part of a behema. But min behema, that min, that part, has to be similar
to a degree to the entire behemoth. Okay, so just like the behemoth is made up of sinews and bones, I've called gidim atzamos. The aver has in it gidim atzamos. The kizayis basa doesn't have gidim atzamos, so it's not similar to behemoth. Rabbi says a third pshat. Behemoth, like, very similar to Rabbi Akiva, so much so the Gemara can even ask what the difference is, but similar to Rabbi Akiva, that has to be Dumya de behema, but my behema basar gidim atzamos. Behema, what makes the behema unique? So Rabbi Akiva said what makes the behema unique is that it has gidim and atzamos. Rabbi said what makes behema unique is that it has basar gidim atzamos. I've called basar gidim atzamos. Either way, three pshatim. How you know that even though we're darshim mina behema to tell me this tuma by evim minachai, but we're not going to darshim mina behema to tell me that this tuma by kizayis basar minachai. Zok the Gemara. So we had three pshatim. They all seem a little similar. My ikka bein Rabbi the Rabbi Akiva. We start with the last two, which are very similar. Rabbi and Rabbi Akiva could not say the same thing. Rabbi Akiva said, "Dumi the behemo that has gidim atzamos," as opposed to Gzai's basa that doesn't have gidim atzamos. Rabbi added, "It has basa gidim atzamos." What's the difference? Gibenayu arkuva, the lower leg, the lower part of the leg of the animal. So that part of the animal has gidim vatzamos, but doesn't have basa. And being that there's no basa gidim vatzamos, so the question is, do you look at it as Eva Menachai? Do you not look at it as Eva Menachai? Meaning, is it Tomei or is it not Tomei? If you need Basar Gidim Atzamos, not. If all you need is Gidim Atzamos, then yeah. Bein Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yitzhak, Lili Ma'yik Beinayu. So Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yitzhak Lili had different drushes. Rabbi Yitzhak Lili learned it from the word Misa, not Misa Eino Isa Chalipin. Rabbi Kiva learned it from Behema. But so the Gemara's question is not what's the difference in Jerusha, but is there an Afgamina Lalach? And the Gemara says, yes, Omer HaPapa, Kulyu Benivs Vasayim, Miki Beinayu. The kidney or the lips. So these are things that will not regenerate. So from that standpoint, there ain't no oisach halipin, but at the same time, you don't have gidim vatzamos. So if the criteria is gidim vatzamos, there is no gidim vatzamos. If the criteria is oisach halipin, ain't no oisach halipin, it's oisach halipin. Zok to Gemara, this brice that we just had, that brought three makairis, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi, how you know that even though Eva Menachai is Tomei from Min HaBehema, but Kizai is Pasa Menachai is not Tomei, even though Min HaBehema should be marbed that as well, we have very similar brice with regards to Shratzim. So sheretz like a behema, only shmeina shoratzim, are metama. Their nevela is. The halacha is, their aver is metama, not kizayis basa. And the question is, how do I know that? Zok to Gemara, Tanya nami gabi shoratzim kai gavna, yocha basa poyresh mena shoratzim yeitame. You would think that basa, that was poyresh from a live sheretz. Again, this is not the nevelas sheretz, then everything is tameh. We're discussing with a live sheretz, just like this Eva Menachai and Kizayis Basa Menachai with a behema. You have Eva Menachai and Kizayis Basa Menachai with a sheretz as well. Ayin Rashi. But either way, it says the Brayza Yochel Basa Perish Menashrotzim Yei Tameh. Talmud Loimah B'moisa. It says B'moisa. Ma Misa Sheino Isa Chalip. And of course, Sheino Isa Chalip. And Kizayis Basa is and Kizayis Basa is Isa Chalip. Kiva Oim Sheretz. Has to be similar to sheretz. My sheretz gidim atzamos. I've called gidim atzamos. Rabbi Yoimer sheretz. My sheretz baser gidim atzamos. I've called baser gidim atzamos. The identical brisa. The first brisa was regards to behema. The second brisa was regards to sheretz. Zok to Gemara. Bein Rabbi Rabbi Akiva Kibenai. What's the difference between Rabbi and Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Darshin sheretz is baser gidim atzamos. Rabbi Akiva Darshin sheretz is gidim atzamos. What has gidim vatzamos but doesn't have basa gidim vatzamos? That's the question. Arkuva, the lower leg. But Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yisak Lili, Kibbeinayu. Rabbi Akiva Darshin, that has to have gidim vatzamos. Rabbi Yisak Lili Darshin, has to be oisach halipin. Says the Gemara again. The difference is, Amra Papa, Kul Yivinivis Fasayin, Kibbeinayu. The kidney and the lip. So, Okti Gemara Vitzrich. I need both of these brises. One brise regarding behema, and the other brise regarding shorts. The Ashmina behema, I only had it regarding behema, I had no time to go into time. I would have thought this whole discussion is only true by behema. You know why? The reason that Kizayis Basar, Menachai, even though it's also by Achila, is not metama, is Mishon Doi metama Bekadosha. Because Basar of a behema has a chumra, or kula actually, that it's not metama Bekadosha. The size of Adosh is not enough for it to be tummy. You need a kizayis. A sheretz that has a chumr to be tummy kadosh. Emil tummy michayin. I would think that a kizayis possum and a sheretz is more chumr than a kizayis possum and a behema. Why not? Why? Because he find the sheer tumas even be kadosh. So sheretz is more chumr than behema to that degree. So maybe it manifests itself with regards to the tumah of possum and a chay. Yashmin on sheretz and had the price only said by sheretz. Mishum loy metame b'masa. Sheretz has a kula. There's no tumas masa. Therefore loy metame michayin. Av behema. But nevela of a behemoth, the matam of a masa, aimed to tam of a chayim, zok de gemara, tzricha.